fact, something that should be at the forefront of all of our minds is that these limits were never even set to consider birds, bees, or trees. And there's a three-part review of the research, and there's many studies that looked at impacts to animals and wildlife. This was published in the Reviews of Environmental Health, and they found, one, there are exponential increases of non-ionizing electromagnetic fields in nearly all environments, and there are wildlife effects that have been found, orientation, impacting orientation, migration, the ability to find food, reproduction, mating, nest and den building. And the authors, who are esteemed experts, Blake Levitt, who's published several books on this issue, Dr. Henry Lai, and who has extensive publications and did research showing DNA damage, genotoxicity from exposure years ago and was attacked as a scientist, and Albert Manville, who's a former U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist, now retired. And they argue that this is a novel form of pollution, and we need rules at regulatory agencies that should designate air as habitat for wildlife so that this exposure can be regulated like other pollutants. And of course, I have this picture of animals resting on the antennas. We have all these antennas and birds. This is where birds are. They are in the air. Insects are in the air, and they are being highly exposed to very high levels of wireless radiation. There was a public news service report. Also, Santa Fe, New Mexican published a report on impacts to wildlife. And I'll quote Dr. Albert Manville in this article, Research Suggests Cell Tower Radiation Harms Wildlife. He says, "We have 5G rolling out now in massive quantities without due diligence to determine, are these sources of radiation safe, not only for humans, but for wildlife? And the answer is no, they are not." There's research on bees that's found reduced motor activity of worker bees, biochemical changes indicating stress, the piping signal, decline in colony strength and queen egg laying rate. And here, this image is they're camouflaging them as trees. They're not trees. In fact, and I'm not going to get into this, but this fake tree, which is a cell tower, is creating plastic pollution because all of this fakeness is actually plastic. And the plastic falls down. They break off. You can go under one of these and pick up. We have videos of people going underneath these fake cell towers, and there's all these plastic needles, again, polluting the earth, our water, our food, ultimately. So in our case, which our case against the FCC for these outdated safety limits, Environmental Health Trust et al. Versus the FCC, that was court ruling in 2021 in August by the U.S. Court of Appeals, D.C. Circuit. They stated that the FCC had ignored this science, the non-cancer harms. And they did a mandate to the FCC. The FCC must address and must come back with an explanation for why FCC limits did not need to be updated, specifically addressing the impacts of wireless radiation on children, the implications of long-term exposure to wireless radiation, the ubiquity of wireless devices and other technological developments that have occurred since the commission last updated its guidelines, and very importantly, the impacts of radio frequency radiation on the environment, on wildlife. We just filed another filing in November and actually also in March. We are calling on the FCC to ensure a review of the latest science and all the developments in the last 2 years since we filed that case, because that was filed in 2019 and the determination was in 2021. But as wild as this may seem, the FCC does not have to look at science after 2019. They could simply make a determination based on 2019 and earlier and not even look at all the latest science. And even in 2021, there's so much science. So we shared a lot of the latest research on thyroid cancer, breast cancer, testosterone, oxidative stress. There was a published review that found the majority of animal and cell studies that looked at exposures within regulatory limits had increased oxidative stress and DNA damage and so forth. And now we're in 5G, and you know, I don't have a time. Oh, it's 10 o'clock. Okay. Now we're in the era of 5G, which is fifth generation wireless. Millions of new cell towers near homes and schools are being proposed, and near where we live, work, and play. This was sent to me by a man. We get sent pictures of cell towers in front of homes by people all the time, and they ask the same question: is this safe? Am I okay? I'm having issues with my sleep. This just got put up. I mean, here it is, like so close to his bedroom window. This was outside my window when I went to San Francisco. I took this picture. Imagine this bedroom right here. This was my bedroom image, and there it was. And the radiation was very high. I had a meter and measuring it. 5G deployment is about both 5G technology, which is a new kind of way that the frequency will be modulated, a new kind of technology. It's a technological standard. There will be proposed 70.2 million new small cell tower bases by 2025 in the world, almost a million in the United States alone. 500 billion devices are expected to be connected to the internet by 2030. And 8.9 billion mobile phone subscriptions worldwide by 2024. Oops. My phone, I'm sorry. I'm unplugging my phone. So 5G will also mean all of these new wireless devices, the Internet of Things, a Wi-Fi and Bluetooth speakers, wearables, appliances, and a 700% increase in mobile data traffic globally projected between 2017 and 2022. Now, on our website at ehtrust.org, you can go. We have a fact sheet where we link to all of the industry reports that have these projections. This is a picture by a professor in Pittsburgh who sent me this. This is what is in front of her home, and this is what she sees when she looks out the window. You see the window and right here. And the radio frequency radiation simulations that she sent me, that the company sent her, all within legal limits, however, higher than I have ever seen in a home. I have never seen simulations that were as high as what she shared with me. The levels which scientists who work on this, independent scientists, say are safe are much, much lower than what our regulatory limits are. So it is unacceptable when you hear, don't worry, it's so low, it's only 1% of FCC limits, or in this case, it was almost 50% of FCC limits, sky high. You know, 0.1% of FCC limits is still too high. We have a lot of work to do. And the question, here's another picture sent to me by a family where they were having sleep problems. This was actually in Mexico. They wanted to know, is it safe? What does the research say? This is absolutely unacceptable. The radiation comes through the window into the living, sleeping space. This is her bedroom. So I'm going to tell you a story. This image you see is called a small cell. It's not that small, is it? It's a light fixture topped with an antenna. You've got electrical boxes. In some cases, you'll see these big boxes on the ground. But this is a small cell popped on a streetlight in California. And the mother, who has four kids and wanted to find out, well, is this safe? So she wrote the FCC and had a whole conversation with a lawyer at the FCC, who could not come up with any reports showing safety. He said, it's safe, but yet could never, when she said, well, show me those papers where this has been reviewed for cell tower radiation. And he was unable to do so. And finally, he said rather exacerbatedly, I mean, he said, well, The small cell does not exceed FCC's maximum permissible exposure limits, and they have been deemed safe by the FDA not to show adverse health effects in humans. So she, being determined with her emails, wrote the FDA and said, well, where's safety? Have you looked at the science? What have you found? And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration actually wrote her, the FDA does not regulate cell towers or cell tower radiation. Therefore, FDA has no studies or information on cell towers to provide in response to your questions. And that was by an attorney who's the director of the FDA Office of Policy Center for Devices and Radiological Health. Now, if you go to the FDA, it certainly looks like there's safety. In fact, the word safety is plastered all over the website. But they've actually not looked at one, cell towers at all, two, anything but cancer, three, when they looked at cancer, they did a literature review, which they're putting forward as some sort of health risk assessment, which it's not. It's not a hazard assessment. There's no review of FCC limits in there, actually, even though it's put forward in that way. And as the University of Pittsburgh Law Review put forward in their report, the FCC keeps letting me be, why radio frequency radiation standards have failed to keep up with technology. And I quote, the FCC and FDA have failed in their obligation to prescribe safe radio frequency radiation guidelines produced from wireless communication devices to protect the public health and safety. The FDA has not reviewed the science in a systematic way or done a risk evaluation. And they say of the National Toxicology Program that, well, that's about rats and animals, not humans. They completely discount the Ramazzini Institute study, which looked at much lower levels of radio frequency radiation and found the same tumors as the NTP. So cell tower radiation is an environmental exposure in need of federal accountability. We have completely dropped the ball. There is no agency looking at this issue.